Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the season of prayer. And I want to share with us on the subject of prayer. My topic is going to be the fundamentals of prayer. Fundamentals of prayer. Around this time, everywhere in the world, prayers are being offered. And I want to share with us some general considerations for all the prayers we offer. I have actually been concerned about the way that our prayers are being offered, especially among us as charismatics. The way we are going about it, if we do not take care, we will lose some very fundamental things concerning
prayer.
We have been offering prayers not just in this church but everywhere that I
go.
I realized it was worse somewhere. No, it was worse. I mean, the way that we've been offering it, it was worse. It was Hallelujah.
Amen.
What am I talking about? We've been offering a lot of prayers with a lot of noise. A lot of noise. Unusual noise. Cymbals. Clappings. Shoutings. Physical movement. And very quick words like shot from a gun.
And seminar ya can pay to pay.
You know, and these things are not sinful.
And your bonny dear.
They are not bad to have in your prayers.
And the bonny so be pie bomu dear.
But it should not define for us what fervent prayer is.
Because
sometimes when you talk about fervent prayer, people have an idea. These are the features. Everybody should stand up. Everybody should shout, you know, or at least pray aloud. And there should be some physical movement and things like that. And gradually, that can define our concept or our idea of fervent prayer. And you know, my concern is that if we do not watch it, we are going to give a certain understanding to people who are not very stable in the Lord, that this is how my prayers must be, and this is how I must go about it. It's for my prayers to be fervent or hot, or for God to hear them.
Now, do baby, ya chira mako si se sa wo bom pa ye mo dene, and pa ye mo dene se hey ya hey ya. People then some bob and read them. Someone no more the bonfire, and I said, "Walk, who you did the walk, who you say, hey, 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 now, no, trust, eh, oh, bonfire, and more, the answer, yeah, or be a weapon, I'm a sumo for another by and say, so, what bonfire, no one, yet no matter, sir, not just a woman, fire, and more, didn't it?
You know, but I believe that we need to differentiate between God's fundamentals and the additions that we put on God's fundamentals. Because everybody and the way that he is. You know, so the way that you are naturally can let you add up to God's basics about prayer.
And it is said,
Whether you are an introvert, you know, like a melancholic, or you are an extrovert, like a sanguine, you can let your natural instinct, natural tendencies add to God's basics of our prayer. And if you are black, there is a way black people pray.
Ah, yasu kwa wohwe bi before bom pa ye.
And there is a way, generally speaking, I'm talking.
Wo kan babia o chese, babia tuntumfo.
At least give me some credit that I know what I'm talking.
Bon sama so for sa di okan woni mu. Ah.
Hallelujah.
Sure.
You know, there is a way that black people pray.
Yawa kwan bia ebi before bom pa ye.
And there is a way that white people also generally pray. But God hears everything. It's wonderful. There is a way that charismatics pray. And there is a way that orthodox people pray. But God hears everything. There is a way that young people pray. And there is a way that a group of old people too will pray. Even there is a way that males pray. And there is a way, I'm talking about general ways. And there is a way that, generally speaking, females pray. Because of the way that we are naturally. But I want us to know something. That what you are naturally is not divine. The way that your natural tendencies are, it doesn't necessarily mean that they are from heaven. Because actually nature has fallen. And so the Bible tells us that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Because the way that we are naturally doesn't really add up to the divine of God. And because flesh and blood or our nature cannot inherit the kingdom of God, and actually enjoy kingdom life in itself, we must make a clear or a clean difference between what is born by our natural tendencies and what is even born by the circumstances of our lives and Jesus' kingdom way. And the fundamentals of prayer that God has put down, irrespective of your nature or whatever, we must make a clean break and see that this one is the kingdom way. All others are just additions that we traditionally have added onto them.
Now, who said,
if we do not tell ourselves, teach ourselves about the fundamentals of some of these activities we do in church or Christian life, like prayer, if we do not remind ourselves of the fundamentals of fervent prayers, if we do not remind ourselves, we are going to cheat ourselves of what God has blessed us with already. And we will cheat ourselves out of God's answers and solutions. And then we are going to stretch ourselves unnecessarily. in order to get answers or solutions that we already have. Because the thing has deviated from God's fundamentals, it has come to something that we naturally like, you see. So we naturally flow with that, and in that flow, it is very easy for us to suppress God's fundamentals and give a certain impression. And because it's a natural tendency and we like it, we kind of build it so strong, and that thing becomes like a mountain. It becomes like a tradition that can waylay God's fundamentals concerning fervent prayer.
Na sa ya hwe ni ye na ya sha nko ye chi anko nka kan ye hu ni onyankopon dia to ho aman a obe hu se ni ayankasa ye pese ye ye na ye ye de ya dwene anti ase a ye de ye sa nneoma no ebe koso aya ma aka ho anhwe ya ebe ye bepo kese ana ebe ye nipa dwene mu anti ase a ene onyankopon hyehye ye ene ni bebo abura ne ne beko ene ti ye hu nyame ye ano no papa.
Colossians chapter 2
Colossians 4 me to sumie nu
and verse 8, it speaks to this issue.
Now, can Ephesus say me?
It tells us that beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy.
And
empty deceit. According to the tradition of men. According to the basic principles of the world. And not according to Christ. So the scriptures is teaching us that there are some things that can stand in the way, or as it were, push Christ and his kingdom ways aside. Those things are philosophies. Philosophy, the root word that is translated philosophy, has to do with a lover of something. That word is from the Greek word philio, that talks about love.
Was it philosophy no? If you Greek can say my friend philio, echre nyong odo odo odo.
In other words, the Bible is saying that somebody naturally can so love something that he can use what he loves to put aside, minimize Christ. So that your prayers are not according to Christ or his ways. But according to the way that somebody loves something. Is passionate about something. Because he has a natural bend towards that thing. So he says that we should be careful that we are not cheated out of what we have already because of the traditions of men that they have practiced over time. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
In Acts chapter 12, the early church, they cheated themselves out of God's solution. They cheated themselves by departing from the fundamentals of fervent prayer into other things that obviously they loved. What had happened in Acts chapter 2, 12, that James had been killed. He was one of the top leaders of the church. And because the Jews were happy with it, Herod went on and arrested Peter, who was the head of the church. So the whole church gathered together because Peter was going to be killed the next day. Which church was stand there for his leaders to be killed by the political elite or by others. Even the reggae people will not like their prophets to be killed. They say sometimes, how long shall we stand aside whilst we watch our prophets to be killed? You remember that? Nice one, the original one.
How long shall we let our prophet? Reggae for cry award.
So the church was very serious.
And it's not sorry.
And they got together in one place.
And they
said, no way.
No, see,
it will not happen. You can imagine the type of prayer they were praying there. Are you sure that they were lying down whilst they were praying? Don't you think that it's likely that they were up in arms, up on their feet? Don't you think that they were at least talking on top of their voice? Because look, James has been killed previously. Peter is now going. He has been put under very strong soldiers. His feet and his hands have been bound. He has been put in an inner jail. That the next day we will kill him.
Now what if I were ni susu? Say, yam Papa James ya chino ya kokuno. Afed ya sorry ni ti Petro si ya fano. Fawe ni bubu empire any equine omobe faswabo. And aso no mobeda. Anombe soye jinaho. Abompa ya tiatiam se raditye ya yo. Ya di pita eko. Wo sha ne because Petro, yam fanan to sell anuhao. Ya di nuko prison inside pa chre no. Edini biaho.
If it happens in this church.
Say si wa sorry dem.
You can imagine the prayer service that day. Hey,
die!
It is going to be fire. You can imagine what will be called down from heaven.
Thunder and fire.
But you see, in the midst of all this, it is very easy for natural tendencies to come in and set aside the fundamental principles of fervent prayer.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
So that is exactly what happened. Even when Peter was released from prison miraculously, through the prayers of the saints, and Peter was at the door, they refused to stop to pray. Hey! When the answer is just outside the door and knocking, the leader gave the next prayer topic. And then followed another prayer topic. And they did a whole lot of things, but Peter was standing outside the door and he was knocking. But you see, what had happened was that their natural tendency had taken over the workings of God.
So
do you know what happened? They didn't enjoy the answer of God. If there was any place that Peter should have been, Peter should have been with the saints. But Peter left them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I am trying to make us to understand that just as it happened to the early church, anytime you have a situation at hand, you must be careful that you do not let your natural tendencies overshadow the principles or the fundamentals of God concerning what He wants you to have. Instead of they physically going to the door to open the door, they were still praying whatever prayers that you can imagine. They were still doing it. Instead of truncating the prayer, stopping the prayer and going to open the door and bringing Peter in, they were still praying, and Peter was outside, maybe looking over his shoulders to see whether the people who want to kill him are after him.
Now, Emra, Petro, Petro guswa bomwa omwa nyan paye no na betu ya babo se mra Petro japona no no hwe na chi hwe se wonuma no mu beso mu kunu no mu tata na na
Roda went to tell them and they said that you are mad.
Na Roda te no kokka kire om na om si Roda wabodam.
There was a young girl called Roda who went to tell them that I have heard the voice of Peter at the door, told the whole prayer meeting, and they said that, I mean, you are not correct. The prayer should continue.
Na ababa yo Roda eti Petro ni ekwa kachire prayer leader say prayer leader ma ti Petro ni ewopuna no prayer leader hwe ni din o si resunsun wo ho nan mu ko.
And she insisted.
Na ogusua jina hokasai.
And they told, you see how they spiritualize the whole thing.
Na he said they want mu edi rest.
They said that the person standing outside is Peter's angel.
Se she, ko je ho na Petro bof.
Can you imagine that?
Do wetu mi de wadwe bu.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Enuanom.
I want us to understand.
Pese ye tiase.
That there is a time for prayer.
Emre wo ho a wose ye bon pa.
And there is a time that you must physically break the prayer and go and do something physical for you to enjoy the answer to your prayer, because most of the time, the moment you begin to pray, God answers the prayer. But sometimes our natural tendencies makes us to go on to do some things which are really not necessary. And then in the course of it, we lose out on assessing and enjoying physically the answer or the solution that God has brought your way.
Hallelujah. Revelation 1:21. Me say hallelujah. I see a mebe suna wo bom paya. Edu baby a wase wujai. Na wo koye a dear poti na e wase woyeno. Anya sa wuyi anone baba nansu uhu. Wan she ya e yano naba. E wase wupie. Do something physical. Ose koye bibi. Na sambra. Wonye eya sa enyano no na ekọ na fe dia ka bibia na koye susu mu ade wo de pa ebo sa su ne yano no ewo ho.
Yeah, we need to understand that God has, there are many things we have already in Christ.
Na me pese ya ti ase ni se enyoma bebre wo ho aye wo Christo mu dada.
But we should do something physical.
I was say ye bibi wo kan
to let that blessing come into our life.
I'm a sensira na tumi abaya bra bom.
Because there is a door that God opens on his own accord.
And po bi wo ho wo nyame na de ni pe na bie.
When Peter was in the jail,
emna na Petro wa fi ase no.
The Bible says that the angel of God appeared to Peter and then the door opened by itself.
Bible si onyame bo for dan ho adi tre Petro na eponi bie prekope.
We need to pray because there are some doors that God has to open them.
I was say bom pa yesan se epon bi wo ho e wo so onyankopon na na bie.
But Peter came to another door.
Na Petro oba epon fofro ano.
And that door, no angel was coming to open it on his own accord.
Na say eponi de na nyo bo for na ba be bie.
They seemed to truncate their prayer and come and open that door.
Ahotefo
So that is what I'm telling you today. That there are doors that you must get opened by something you do physically. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Otherwise, you are going to unnecessarily cheat yourself out of something that you have already, which you think you don't have, and you have to do some things and bring in angels and bring in other spirits in order for you to have. Meanwhile, God says that I have given you, I have blessed you already with that thing.
One share here. Obama Bibia Yesusuma dear. Emma wanyamia Yesusuma dear ye. While we say one kasa de won sabe ye bibino. Now we go swa wo bompa ye. And it dear si woha. When yami de dollars a go sam. Afena wo fra bofwa no wwa de. Bofwa wa kasa na soba kwene tia sam. Bejime dollar mami. Dollar isukuta wanyami we se. Wobe kwa wenim na wa fasikane keke.
In the book of Exodus chapter 14.
Exodus 2:9.
God stopped Moses' prayer. Verse 14 to 16. Moses, the man of God, was just going to take the people of Israel through the Red Sea. And in verse 14, Moses said to the people, the Lord will fight for you and you will hold your peace. And the Lord said to Moses, Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of
Israel
to go forward. Can you imagine Moses is crying to God, God, after he has said to them that God is going to fight for you, the Egyptians that you see today, you will not see them again. And Moses went back into prayer and God said, get up from the way of prayer. Why are you crying to me? Go and tell the people, move forward.
Hallelujah.
Somebody listening to me, God is telling you, stop all the crying that you are doing, move forward.
Obi wa ha onyame ka kire wo se esu na ye sori na ko wanim.
And then he told Moses,
eno ka kire Moses,
lift up your rod that is before you.
Pumana kura unu Moses maso.
And divide the sea.
Na fe cha epunu mu mienu.
Which was a hindrance to the people going forward.
And na ye ade aye si akwan de be man krofo so be ko wanim.
And so Moses did just that.
Na Moses ye no ara.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want us to understand.
Pesa ya ti ase.
For us not to see the Egyptians that we saw in times past. You must learn after crying to God to take the rod that is physically in your hand and stretch it forward and move forward. Hallelujah.
Wow.
There was another time that Moses was trying to negotiate his going into the promised land because God said that because you have given a wrong impression about me that I was annoyed with the people of Israel when I was not at the waters of Meribah, you are not going to the promised land. And Moses went to negotiate and God said to him, don't come and talk to me about this again.
Moses said, "Wo, Bosha says, 'Nun rad suda.' And now Moses called Nyankopon, Mr. Wachemi. Nyankopon said, 'Moses, wunim, now what can't say same ni biom? Ube huwa di amedebe yo. Man, Moses biom kra obani jan empire no.'
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you imagine? It's good to approach the presence of God. Moses loved to do that. Nane, he goes and God says, 'No, don't come and talk to me about this already. No more prayer meeting. Go.'"
Emra Mose kwa se o ni nyame because eya ne de so be kwanyame ani ti o kwa ya nyame ahohwa no na osande na sem ni bem so nyame sro bebre ma menko nyame se Mose pe wa sempa ne Mose asem wedi menka bi oda men
some of us
ye mu bi wo ha
for some things that we are calling upon the name of the Lord about
ade na yesu afro nyame wo ho no,
you know deep in your heart
wa wa kuma mu
that God says that no, this is not for you.
Se nyame si jai wa
but you want to negotiate still and you want to get some scripture somewhere and jump and begin to do some other things as if those are the things that will make God change his mind. Maybe God has not stopped you before. That is why you are sitting and you are looking at me that way. But I'm talking to you about this because me, yours truly, God has stopped my prayers before.
Now some work, I say you are no. Yes, truly, me and Casamini truly.
I was with somebody. Listen carefully to me.
See,
we are taking our shirts off.
Now, when were you on my shirt?
I don't know whether you have prayed with your shirt off before.
What to me, Bompire, where you shirt that?
Because you were sweating all over.
Just say, Empire, and
hey,
sure.
You can imagine the fervency of the prayer.
What you are for when you Bompire, Yabaya, him shirt.
And the tongues that we were speaking was more than bazooka.
Tongues, so no.
So I know what I'm talking to you about. But in the midst of the prayer, God just arrested me. It was as if God said, hey, stop. What God will tell you to stop praying to Him. The God that I know does. Because He loves us. And He will intervene for you. You see, because as we pray, God stopped me. I was speaking in other tongues and I was completely stopped. If you think it was in English that maybe Pastor you stopped, it was in other tongues and the natural thing had come. It reaches a point where you can't even stop praying. Do you understand?
Yes.
Until God comes, because you see, your system has gotten used to that and you enjoy it. Eh? You become a lover of that thing until God intervenes and says, stop. He stopped my tongues and He spoke to me. Some of you, I'm telling you, God says that stop and listen to Him.
Well, see, empire no boy, I could do some empire and not or dosa wobble. Nansunin, you know, my brofuna nobo. Well, what tongues say more dim bazooka tongues na nobo. Nansunin, you know, when you're who you understand. Tongues to call ira, maybe. Now, when Yamaka chance me by Jai, and I can't be chanted, I'm not to say, me no me and the abom paya na yakasa. I'm not to say, a baby di na yeti.
At that time, we were seeking God's face about something major. I don't know what major thing you are seeking God's face about. I want to advise all of us that the time comes that we have to shelve our natural tendencies. You know, sometimes I just wonder whether we really listen to God. It's true. I wonder when we are praying whether we listen. Because you can hardly pray and listen at the same time. It's a very difficult thing. It's like you are talking and you are listening at the same time. Do you get it? You are talking to somebody and you are listening to another person at the same time.
Hey.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you.
Lord, I lift your name.